The Zman that we find ourselves right now, holding by Erev Yom Kippur, a very special day. There's actually a shaila whether or not the mitzvah to eat exists already from tonight. The Vilna Gaon brings a raya from Shitas Rashi, Maseches Ksubis, that he thinks it's dafka tomorrow. But the Ateres Zakenim on Shulchan Aruch thinks that if a person took a neder, that he's not going to eat, but he's not going to eat fleshiks, whatever, chutz mi Shabbos v'yontif. So the Ateres Zakenim writes that it's not including Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a din of a yontif. And just like every yontif starts by night, so the mitzvah and the uniqueness of the day already starts now. So it's already Higiyah Zman of Erev Yom Kippur. What is the avoda of Erev Yom Kippur? How do we take advantage of these last few minutes and make sure that we are going to succeed in our tshuva process on these last few moments? So many of the practices that we have entering into Yom Kippur tomorrow specifically, one of the practices that we have is going to the mikvah. So the Rush writes, quotes from Rav Sadia Gaon, that the reason why we go to the mikvah is to fulfill the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The Torah tells us that one of the aspects and dimensions of Yom Kippur is that there's a Tara, the last Mishnah in Yuma, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mikvah Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a mikvah that's actually going to be metara us. And therefore, a person should take advantage of this Tara, and he should mimic that, and he should go to the mikvah of Lifnei Hashem Titaru and Mamish, go through the Tara of a mikvah, even though it's technically not being metara yourself, but it changes your approach to the entire day. But if the Yom Kippur day is to affect, and we're mimicking that process by tomorrow going to the mikvah, is to affect the Tara, so then I think the avoda of Erev Yom Kippur is to mamish be lifnei Hashem. The only way Yom Kippur can actually take effect and be mechaper, and the Tara to actually have its effect and its capability like it should be, is only if we make a matzav and we enter into Yom Kippur with a concept of Lifnei Hashem. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain that when a person is saying Vidui, the most important word that they should focus on when they're saying Vidui is not Al-Chait, is not Shechatanu, but is the word Lifanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've been living my life and I haven't realized that you are right now there. You're staring exactly what I'm doing. And now I'm going to change that. I'm going to make a matzav of Al-Chait Shechatanu Lifanecha. I'm going to be makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. I'm going to be makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of me. And that is, the Sasemes says, Mechei HaChatoim Shechatanu Mineged Einecha. Says the Sasemes, what does that mean? You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to only remove the chatoim from in front of his eyes, but the chatoim should still be there? Says the Sfas Emes, no, the only way, it's a tool for us, the only way for us to be mecheik, to ramamish race the chatoim, is only if we enter into a matzav of neged einecha. Is only if we now change our course in life. If we now create a situation that now our avoda is going to be lifnei Hashem. And that's why we're fulfilling tomorrow by going to the mikvah. Because we're in a different reality. We are now around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of us. And everything we do will represent this concept of lifnei Hashem Titar. Rabbi Yoina writes that the mitzvah of Yom Kippur has an additional mitzvah than the classic mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva exists throughout the year. Rabbi Yoina has a basic question. He says, the pasuk says, Ki bayoyim hazeh, yechaper aleichem, mikol chatoiseichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Yom Kippur and he wipes away all your chatoim when you come in front of him. Ask Rabbi Yoina, it's just not true. The Mishnah tells us there are certain chatoim that Yom Kippur can't take care of. So how does the pasuk lie? How does the pasuk fabricate the din? The pasuk says, Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper mikol chatoiseichem. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, we're putting the comma in the pasuk in the wrong place. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, There's a separate clause in the pasuk that there's a mitzvah essay to take your chatoim and to now do a new avoda, to now make a brand new mitzvah above and beyond the regular tshuva. There are many, many different Mishnayos that talk about the concept of tshuva outside of Mishnayos Yuma. There's Mishnayos in Baba Kama that talks about how to do tshuva if you're mazik someone, and you should ask mechila, and you should... Then there's another stage of tshuva. That's the special mitzvah and the special avoda on Yom Kippur called Lifnei Hashem Titar. A brand new mitzvah. Not only remove the stain, totally cleanse the beged. Totally remove it from any residue. Totally remove it as if it was never there. A brand new being. Lifnei Hashem Titar. But what needs to be internalized, and unfortunately, sometime I feel myself is lost, because I jump into Kol Nidre, I jump into Yom Kippur, I dunked into a mikvah, and then I park my car, and I show up at my seat, in the middle, right to daven Kol Nidre, and I never made a matzav, made a situation of what? Of Lifnei Hashem. I never got to that reality, to that avoda of being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how am I supposed to expect Yom Kippur to now affect the Tara? If I didn't take Rabbeinu Yonah seriously, if I didn't change my reality to be a Lifnei Hashem, I have to act as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around. Mamish Lifnei Hashem. Simcha Bonim says a moshel. You have a shlamazel. Shlamazel who just, he keeps on trying, he's trying his best. He just got married. It's one of the items that I speak about to guys when I give them chassid shmooze is that you don't really understand. Your relationship with your wife, with your kala right now could be great. And your dating could be unbelievable, but you have no idea what it means to live on a constant basis with another person that's different from you. Because if she saw your dorm room, so then like the shidduch would be off. There's no question. You have to now adjust to what it means to make your bed, to change, to have an iron shirt, to now look kempt, and to change your whole lifestyle. So there's a whole adjustment to these boys that grow out of yeshiva and now live in a normal life. So there was the shlamazel that he tried and he tried and he tried to make his bed and he tried to clean his house and it never worked. So the Rav suggested, you know what you should do? We have a great idea for you. The king is coming to town. We want you to host the king. So this guy's all excited. This guy's ecstatic. This guy hires all these different people to make sure to clean the house. Says Rav Simcha Bunim, that's exactly what happened. Look at what happened. He got two milers over here. First of all, he never ever accomplished to clean his house. And now his house is clean. And now he sees that he has the ability to do it. And he learned how it's done. Second of all, he got to host the king. Says Rav Simcha Bunim, that's exactly what Yom Kippur is. That's exactly what the avoda of Lifnei Hashem really means. When you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now here, the last few minutes of what the Gemara tells us, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your hometown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around, he's in your vicinity, he's in your reality. So now, that's a way that now I could start cleaning up my mess. I could start cleaning up my room. I could start take care of all the garbage that's around, in my vicinity, in my house, and start cleaning up what I never thought I could do, only once I'm makir and only once I'm makbid, to make sure that I'm going to fulfill this mitzvah of Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem Titara. One of the things we say in the Vidui is She'ein Anu Azei Ponim. We're not brazen, we don't have the ability to do, to be Meis Ponov, to say honestly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face that we were in Chodre. Gemara tells us that Azus Ponim, the Gemara explains that that's a person who can't be kofer bakol. A person who borrowed money from another person and he's mode b'miktzas hatayna, the Gemara says. Says, I partially owe you money. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this guy is obviously chai of something and he has to take a shvu over here? The Gemara says, because there's an omdina.
We know Eino Domeis Ponov Bifnei Balchov. When you realize and you make eye contact with the person that lent you that loan, spent half the day today dealing with a person who's loaning another person money, and there's a certain achrayus that the borrower hopefully has towards a person assisting and helping the person in a struggle. Eino demeis ponov b'fnei balchovo, says the Gemara. There's no way this guy can stare at him in the face and mamish be telling the truth. He must be that there's actually a chiyuv over here. Eino demeis ponov b'fnei balchovo. When a guy owes you, when a guy was osatova to you, so then I'm not going to be able to deny it. There's a certain achrayus. That's the same exact language that we have with the Rebbe Yisrael. We mamish a balchov. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of these matanos that we have. Health, beautiful families, beautiful houses, work, jobs, parnasa, we mamish, that we don't stop and think about how much we owe a Kadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein anu azei ponov. Ein adam meiz ponov, in front of who? Bifnei balchova. You know what our problem is? Our problem is that we're not makbid about Lifnei Hashem Tetar. That we don't think and we don't view ourselves in court in front of our Balchov. We're not in a situation of Bab Metzia, of Eino Domeis Ponov Bifnei Balchov. Because we never entered into Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So now Rabosai, the Rabbi Yoina is telling us, the Rapsag is telling us, the Rosh is telling us, everyone is screaming at us, if you want Tara tomorrow, it's got to be with the words in front of it. You have to take advantage of the next 12 hours and now create a new reality and create a situation of Lifnei Hashem. I'm standing in front of my Balchov. I'm standing in front of the guy that went out of his way to lend me money. How could I be kaifer? How could I deny it? How could I not be honest that he gave me everything, bracha, simcha, and nachas? Eino domeis ponov b'fnei balchovo. Bob mitziyav modiv b'miktas atayne yeshava. I'm chayiv tega shvua, kol nidre. Yeah, I owe it to the Ribbono shel Olam. So I got to be honest. The only way we can do that is if we start living the next few hours with Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, when you're now going to recite a bracha in your house for the next few hours, out loud in front of your children, in front of your wives, and say it slowly and close your eyes. Bifnei Balchovo, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, do exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. You want to say Kriya Shema? I hate to break it to you, but those of you that had tefillin that were puzzled, unfortunately, it's no different than everyone who says Kriya Shema and never thinks about it. Shulchan Aruch b'li cholik. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person doesn't think about Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shamayim, you weren't Yotze. You Pasha weren't Yotze. You know why we don't think about it? You know why we speed through it? Because it's not Bifnei Hashem. Because it's not on our mind. It's not on our radar. Rabbosai, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim right now. We have an opportunity not to be Zayrik Abracha from our lips right now. To live with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have an opportunity to daven Shemayna Esrei that the Rambam writes, Reb Chaim Paskins La'alocha like this. That if you don't know while you're davening Shemayna Esrei that you're always Oymid Bifnei HaMelech, you're not Yotze. If your mind drifts to an extent, it's a scary Reb Chaim. If your mind drifts to a way, to a situation that you're not remembering that you're Oymid Bifnei HaMelech, it's not Shemayna Esrei. Baruch Hashem, the Chazanish disagrees. But that's what Reb Chaim says. Rabosai, all of our life has to be Lifnei Hashem. At least the next 10 hours. The next 10 hours. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. If you want a Tahara, it's got to be Lifnei Hashem. A Kriya Shema Lifnei Hashem. A Shemayna Esra Lifnei Hashem. A Mikvah Lifnei Hashem. And finally, the last Lifnei Hashem. The Mishnah in Yuma tells us a famous halacha. Averu shebein adam lechaveru eino en yom hakipurim mechaper ad shiratzes chaveru. sins that are interpersonal, that are between man and his friend, Yom Kippur can't take care of. How do you know? What's the source for that? Says the Mishnah, our pasuk. Because the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So the pasuk shot in the Mishnah, the way I always learned, was the following, and with this I close. Lifnei Hashem Titaru, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only take care of Bin Adam L'makom. Lifnei Hashem it's a Tara. But Bin Adam L'chavero, Lifnei Chavero, it's not a Tara. I don't think that that's pasuk shot in the Mishnah. I think the Mishnah is telling us that there's a ma'akev. There's something that's now not taking effect in our entire Yom Kippur experience. The Torah says, "Ein Yom Kippurim mechaper ad shiratzes chavero." The Yom Kippur can't be mechaper in what it's supposed to be mechaper until you make up with your friend and you ask mechila and you make amends and you become friends and you have a chavrusa and a chevrasha. And you become close and escarvus. Then the Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. It's not like, oh, Yom Kippur does its job, and Bein Adam Lechaveru, that's a separate cheshbon, and we'll take care of that. No, because then the Mishnah wouldn't say, Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper ad shiratzes chaveru. Why? Because if a person is not being meichel to his friend, or a person is not asking mechila to his friend, or a person is not makbid about the sensitivities of others, a person goes into Yom Kippur and says, I'll take care of what I have to do with the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's with him is with him. So Rabbi Yisai, what does that mean? Zok the Mishnah, Poshup Shad, I think. Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper, ad shiyisrapes chaveru sheneemar, lifnei Hashem titaru. If a person is emistic, if a person is truthful in his approach in Lifnei Hashem, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the only one that's important in this world, and I have to get over the fact that I did something to my boss. I have to get over to the fact that I think that that guy's a Rasha Marusha and I don't want to ask him mechila. I have to get over the fact that that guy did that avla to me and I'm now not going to be meichel him because of what he did to me. If that's your approach to life, then Rabbi Yisai, what are you denying? You're denying Lifnei Hashem. You're now saying they're separate cheshbonos. I'm not only focused on Lifnei Hashem and on the Eibishter. So the way to make Yom HaKippurim into Yom HaKippurim and for us to have now a complete Tara is for us to now make it Ha'ozes Ponim Bifnei Baal Chuvah. To now totally encompass our whole existence for the next few hours, for a few hours, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I'm Lifnei Hashem. I am Lifnei Hashem on a constant basis. And in Mirtza Hashem, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees such beautiful children that are constantly focused on Lifnei Hashem, then in Mirtza Hashem, our Tahara and our Mikvah of Yom Kippur should take effect and purify us and give us only bracha, simcha, nachas, hatzlacha, and mazel for the next upcoming month.